Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dhikr and the encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, An Thawban radiyallahu anhu qal, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا انصرف من صلاته استغفر ثلاثا وقال اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام قيل للأوزاعي وهو أحد رواة الحديث كيف الاستغفار قال يقول استغفر الله استغفر الله رواه مسلم. هذا ثوبان رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to complete his salah, he would seek forgiveness three times and say these words, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an explanation of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek forgiveness. In other words, he would make istighfar. Towards the ending of the hadith, we see that these words are mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So anyway, the hadith is mentioning that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to complete his salat, he would seek forgiveness three times and he would make this dua. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. This is one of the masnoon duas to read after salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say this dua, which means, O Allah, you are peace and all peace is from you. You are most blessed, O the possessor of might and honor. This is the meaning of ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Towards the ending of this dua means, you are the possessor of might and honor. So Ozai, who was one of the narrators of this hadith, you know, in a chain of hadith you'll get from the muhaddith that's narrating this right up till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is known as a chain of hadith. So this hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad and in Nasai. So the one of the narrators of this hadith, his name is Ozai. So Al-Ozai was asked, he was one of the narrators of the hadith, he was asked, how should one seek forgiveness? In other words, how should one make this istighfar? So he replied, say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Or in other words, he was asked, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seek istighfar? And he replied, Nabi alayhi sallallahu, how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make istighfar? And he replied that he would say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Which means that I seek forgiveness from Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama under this give explanations for a few things. One is, firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that he was free from any type of flaws, any type of deficiencies. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah ta'ala had made him a free from any type of sins. However, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself would make istighfar so much. Regularly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar. Ulama explain is to teach us that istighfar is something that we got to continuously make. Therefore, we encourage at a bare minimum, a person should make istighfar 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would make so much of istighfar, in one hadith he mentioned 70 times that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. Here, ulama explain the 70 to show kathrat, that excessive istighfar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make. So how much gunas we are committing. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'asum, Allah ta'ala had protected him from sins. We are not protected from sins. How much more we have to make istighfar. So this is a very good way of doing it. Is after salah, do it like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do three times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Person automatically has got three times it by five, already 15 istighfar has already been made with the salah. Anyway, this dua, some explanation. Allahumma anta salam. That, O Allah, you are peace. What is meant by this? Ulama explained that you are pure, Allah Ta'ala, you are pure from any form of change, as well as any deficiency, any weakness and any flaw. O Allah, you are the one that brings and grants peace. In other words, peace and security is in Allah Ta'ala's power alone. By pleasing Him, man will find peace in his life, he will find peace in his family, he will find peace in the society. And the next part, وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامُ. O Allah, peace is from you. Ulama explained that what it has one of two meanings also. We desire that you rid us of all weakness, flaws and faults. So peace, O Allah, we're making dua, that peace is coming from you, that peace comes from you. O Allah, you rid us of all type of weaknesses, all our gunas, all our faults, O Allah, you get rid of that. The second is, we desire peace and security from you. Wallah, we are asking you for peace, we are asking you for security. This is something we all need all the time, especially in our country. All the time this is one concern. Security is a concern, peace is a concern. Now it's a problem everywhere in the world. So this is such a powerful dua that, O Allah, wa minka salam, peace is from you. We are asking you to grant us the security and peace. This word, Dhal Jalal, indicates towards the one, towards Allah Ta'ala's qualities of Jalal, grandeur and might, whilst Ikram refers to his quality of Jamal, beauty and perfection. What a beautiful dua. It's combining the different sifat of Allah Ta'ala, the sifat of Jalal and the sifat of, or the sifat of Jalal and the sifat of Jamal. Jalal has to do with Allah Ta'ala's grandeur, power and might, and Jamal has to do with the beauty and the perfection of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Perfection is in possessing both these types of qualities. Both, if a person has both these type of qualities in balance, this is perfection, and Allah Ta'ala has got it in the ultimate perfection that can ever exist. So therefore we are praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with these words. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged the Ummah to regularly make dua using these two magnificent names of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In one narration, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard a man uttering these two names. These two names, Jalal and Ikram. So he heard a person uttering these two names. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remarked to him, your dua has been accepted, therefore ask whatever you desire. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We have taught these duas. Sometimes we hear the Imam read it aloud at times, so the people can learn these duas. Actually, each person should be making individual dua, but it is read aloud at times so people can learn these masnoon dua. So today we learn from masnoon dua. Let us try and bring it in our lives. After every salah, let us read this dua. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Very easy dua, simple dua, but so powerful in its meaning. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.